Hello and good time to all traders and esteemed representatives. I hope wherever you are in the world, you are doing well. When you engage with an economic activist to discuss trade and talk about a product, you can approach your conversation in two general ways. The first mode is when you want to provide initial information and then refer them to negotiators, mentors, and art branding merchants who has specialized in negotiating with them. The second way is when you want to take the negotiation from 0 to 100, handle everything yourself, convince them to pay you, and request for further support and supplies. Naturally, there is a significant financial difference between these two modes. In the mode where you refer them to us with initial discussions, depending on how far you take the conversation, you will receive between 20 to 30% of the deal's profit. But in the mode where you handle the entire trade, we offer you the product at a very competitive price. Regarding how much profit you want to make afterwards, it's entirely up to you. Depending on your market and its demands, you can make as much profit as you desire. Financially speaking, it's clear that as you aim for higher profits, the difficulty and workload increase proportionally. When you only want to have an initial discussion and hand it over to us with a very simple negotiation, you might reach a conclusion in 1 or 2 sessions. But in the mode where you are going all the way, naturally, you need to build trust better and may need to have many sessions, at least initially, with that economic activist to convince them to buy from you. Naturally, the effort, energy, and time required if you refer them to us need to be compensated. It's not lost, it's transferred between us, determining who invests this energy and has its proportional benefits. Now, let's assume you're in the first mode, meaning you want to advance a portion of the conversation, handle a part of it, and then hand it over to us. You might wonder what you need to know and how far you need to take it. In this case, you should have some initial information about the product you want to negotiate about. What does that mean? For instance, if you're going to discuss bags and shoes with the person, you should know a bit about bags and shoes, about their quality, variety, their pros and cons, how to distinguish good and bad ones, just some basic information. Next, you should know a bit about the markets and their prices. For example, what's the retail price of this product in your country? At what price do wholesalers sell to retailers? At what price do importers bring it and sell it to wholesalers? So, when you're talking to them, you know what numbers to work with and what figures to use to persuade them to work with you. So, you need a bit of technical and specialized knowledge along with financial information, and well, you also need to know some negotiation skills. You should know the principles of telephone or face-to-face negotiations and the basic rules of it. When you know this and reach out to that economic activist, you explain to them that, for example, if they are an importer or an active person in the footwear industry, in sleepers or carpeting, I can deliver those artificial leather shoes you have, for example, at a price of $12 instead of the $15 you usually pay, meaning you knew a bit about the product, knew a bit about its price, and made a logical statement. If you just approach them saying you can give them your product at a lower price without knowing what sector they are in, what activities they are involved in, or even without knowing what price they are willing to pay, it's not a strong and effective negotiation because you didn't know what their sector was, what they were doing, or what price they wanted to offer. You just made a general statement about offering your product at a lower price, which naturally doesn't build trust, and the recipient won't be persuaded to do business with you. To gain some information, you can do some research, go to the market, ask a couple of people. Additionally, you can ask your mentor some questions. For example, bring the price list of your own country and compare prices with ours, then add expenses like transportation costs or custom tariffs to know within what price range you can offer the economic activists. Naturally, starting with this makes your job much easier. And in the future, when you have bought and sold goods in 2 parts, 3 parts, 10 parts, besides making a profit, when you go to, for example, the 10th or 11th person, having done a lot of work, your information will be much higher and you won't tell the 10th or 11th person that I can bring your cargo with these specifications and prices. You will say, I've bought the cargo at this price, sold it to such economic activists in such city or country, and you can buy it from me. Then your job becomes much easier. Of course, all the representatives who work with us today and cooperate with us in trade initially went through this process and provided us with information, and we concluded the negotiations. Remember that initial negotiation, and you might say, why bother with the initial negotiation? We provide all the information. Let Arid Branding take care of the rest. This is wrong because your initial connection, due to your being local, either in the same country or the same region, makes it very influential in building trust, and the recipient is much more comfortable in making the initial trust, even though your negotiation may not be specialized and cover all its demands. Start with this method, have some information during negotiations, and become an expert over time and handle your trades yourself. If you have any questions or ambiguities, stay in touch with my colleagues in various departments, and I hope that by following these instructions and having more and more frequent communication with us, you will achieve very high profits in a short period and have a stable relationship with us. Be successful and prosperous. May God protect you.